to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and this is one of my favorite weeks. I hope everyone's had a great weekend. I really hope everyone has been able to hang in there. Everyone's been doing well. Everyone has been taking life as it comes and making the best out of the situation that you find yourself in. This week, as a lot of people know, is National Teacher Appreciation Week. The entire week. The whole week. We're not just doing this coupled, you know, hours of, oh, it's National Teacher Appreciation Day. No. These real MVPs over here get the entire week. So, this is for you. But what does that mean, right? I was on a call with a couple of my kids, and we're chatting, and one of them goes, Bobby, like, what do I do? And I was like, yo, Jamar, you're going to have to break that one down, because this could be literally anything. Are we talking what to have for dinner? Are we talking why you haven't been running? Are we talking about that you don't have a plan after you graduate? What are we working with here? He's like, bro. First off, don't come at me like that. Second off, rude. Third, what does National Teacher Appreciation Week mean? And I said, first off, I'm not going to waste your time by explaining something you can Google, right? And it's kind of in the title, appreciation. He's like, no, dude, I get it, but what did you ever do for National Teacher Appreciation Week? And I said, well, I made sure to get all of my teachers something that they would appreciate, and not just something standard like a mug or a tie, or, you know, I would listen to my teachers throughout, especially in high school. I was the most extroverted, introverted kid you'd find. When it came to class time, I was silent. I didn't raise my hand unless I absolutely had to. You would hardly catch me talking in front of the whole group. You put me in a class that I was comfortable in, oh, you couldn't get me to shut up. It was terrible. But for instance, one of my teachers, Mr. Rudolph, he was a really kind man, very gentle person, and took so much time and patience when it came to teaching us math. Because as all of you know, math is not a subject that I'm very good at all. And no matter how many times I asked this guy the same question, and he would explain it again in a different way so that I might understand it, he never got frustrated with me. I remember one day we came to class, and I'm sitting in the back, and he just is talking to one of the kids in the front, talking about working on cars. And he said, you know, TJ, it looks like your knuckles are a little busted. And he goes, yeah, the wrench slipped. And I just busted my hand. And I remember Mr. Rudolph saying, yeah, you know, I've got these pair of Carhartt gloves. And he described all of what they look like. And he goes, and I've had those for probably the past, you know, 3 years. And they've never broke, they've never ripped, they've never done me wrong. And you should give them a look. And TJ goes, well, do you still have them? Like, what do you mean they've never done you wrong? He goes, well, you know, when I had them, they worked, but we wound up moving some things around in the garage and I accidentally threw them away and haven't been able to find a nice replacement pair. So naturally, I went to my Uncle Frank and I said, hey, have you ever heard of these gloves? And instantly he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, those things are amazing. And he goes on about how great they are. And I said, oh, that's awesome. Do you know where I could get a pair? He goes, actually, go up to my truck real quick. I think I've got like, you know, 6 or 7 extra pairs in there. Just go grab one. So lo and behold, I go in the truck and there's 6 or 7 pairs of these gloves just hanging because he's a construction worker. So that, you know, the next day I walked into class. And of course, because it's me, I was there before anyone else got there because that meant I had more time to read my book. Room was unlocked. I run inside, and Mr. Rudolph, every class, he would walk in, sit down, open the front desk drawer, grab a pencil out, and close it. Every single day, without fail, that was his routine, and he did that every single day. So I just ran into that, desk drawer, threw those in there with a sticky note that said, Happy Teacher Appreciation Day. I know it was supposed to be weak, but I was dumb, whatever. And he walks into class in a fit because, you know, traffic had been bad, so he was late. And this guy prided himself on being on time and being early for everything. And mind you, he was not late. The bell rang at 7:22. He was in the room by 7:19. But for him, that was late. So he's in a huff, he throws his bag down, he's like, I'm sorry guys, I didn't mean to be late, it was a terrible morning, I traffic was really bad and I couldn't get through, and I'm not upset with you guys, I'm just mad. I don't like when things don't go to plan like this, and it angers me. And I'm sitting in the back of the classroom, just trying my hardest to bite my lip and not laugh, because... Have you ever seen somebody that's angry that has something nice done to them? Have you ever watched that anger just dissolve immediately? That is one of the most satisfying feelings this world has to offer. So Mr. Rudolph sits down at his desk, opens up his desk drawer, and his jaw drops. And he starts looking around the room, and no one but me knew what was going on, so everyone looks confused, so I just joined him with the confusion and looked around like, oh, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, where are we looking? Why are we all looking around the room? And Mr. Rudolph grabs the glove, stands up, and goes, you know what? I don't even care who got me these. I really don't. I just want to say thank you because you listened. He goes, teaching is a very difficult profession. A lot of you guys don't under... Just because I give you, you know, an extra 10 minutes worth of homework in this class, I know how much stress that puts on you, but what you guys don't see is I'm giving you this extra work because the school board and, by proxy, the state is saying we have to implement X, Y, and Z that can change on a monthly to weekly basis. And after I've made my year-long... lesson plan over the summer, I have to take that and adjust and adapt it to what they want on the fly, which if you're a person that doesn't adapt to change well, that doesn't necessarily go very well and it's not good on your mental health, but you still have to come in every single day and put your feelings to the side, put the bad things away, and you still have to perform and be there and be kind and gentle and patient with your students because you guys are here to learn and I'm here to facilitate that. And sometimes it gets stressful. And honestly, guys, thank you for listening and actually treating me like a human being instead of just a mindless drone that can get replaced like that. And y'all, we all sat there in silence for about 10 minutes. Not really, it was actually about 30 seconds, but it hit hard because a lot of people overlook that. A lot of people overlook how difficult of a job being a teacher is. It's not easy. It's not easy having to wear all of these hats of managing student expectations while managing the state guidelines, while meeting what your principal standards are, by also making sure that the person that's evaluating you, you're living up to their standard while also trying to implement what you want into your classroom, while at the same time trying to manage the emotional health and the educational progress of every single student that you have that can sometimes be in classrooms of 30 at a time, and you have 7 of them a day. That's not easy. And one of my favorite things about this math class is the fact that after Mr. Rudolph gave us that little 30-second speech, he canceled class. We're all sitting there. He's like, guys, put your books away. We're not doing anything. And we're like, wait, what? You told us during our first day that there will never be a day here where we don't do something math-related. And this is what broke my heart, is he goes, you know, I don't want to do math today. I've had a really bad morning, and I just want to appreciate this moment for what it is. I don't want to think about teaching. I don't want to think about changing the lesson plan again for the 4th time since yesterday. I just want to enjoy this feeling with you guys, because you're my favorite class. And y'all, I just pulled my book a little closer up to my eyes and just, I got misty-eyed. I couldn't. That he really was my favorite teacher. And that just broke my heart hearing that, because, you know, people overlook how difficult jobs are. I'm all for the mentality of everyone needs to have a job and everybody needs to do something they enjoy and everybody needs to contribute to the workforce and yada yada. Like, I get it. I hear you. I'm not discrediting that. What I'm saying is these jobs that people have, I don't care what you do. If you work for an HR department, if you're a construction worker, if you're an artist, if you're a painter, if you're a poet, if you are a mathematician, if you are a philosopher, if you're a college professor, if you're a doctor, a surgeon, a lawyer, I don't care what you do. These jobs are difficult and they are stressful, especially when it comes to teaching, which I find is one of the most underappreciated jobs, period, which is one of the reasons I got out of teaching. I was offered a lot of opportunities outside of teaching and I took it. But hearing and seeing some of my colleagues go through what they're going through, I feel for you. This is difficult. And I'm proud of you for having the stamina to hang in there for as long as you have and to put on that happy face, even if you're not feeling great, and just making it work. Because that's amazing. You're amazing. You literally are reshaping the future of this nation. You're reshaping the future of education as a whole. You are reshaping what it means to have open thought and to be able to really critically think. And I'm not just talking about when you have a problem, but just in any scenario, a skill that I don't think many people should overlook. And I just want to take a second and say I'm really proud of you for being as awesome as you are, because teaching's not easy. So to my teachers, this one's for you. I hope that this week is filled with all of the Starbucks gift cards and every little kindness that your students can give you. Because I really hope you understand how much you deserve it. You work an incredibly difficult job and you're amazing at balancing all that you are, and I'm proud of you for it. One of my favorite things about speaking in schools is the fact that the kids get all amped up, which is great, but hearing the teachers afterwards say, "Bobby, thank you for putting to words what I've been trying to tell them. I don't know why they listen when someone else says it, but they don't listen when I say it." And I always respond with, "Because they're kids. Because they're kids, and that's what they do sometimes. It happens." I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Your homework this week is to tell your teachers how much you appreciate them. Write them a card. If you like giving gifts, maybe get them a gift card for their favorite restaurant or something. Or if you are more of the artistic, find some way to incorporate them into your art. Or just find a way, just a simple pulling them aside and saying, "Hey, you know, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, thanks for doing what you do. I appreciate you." You have no idea how much that's going to make their day. And for those of you that aren't in school, well, you get the hard work. Go ahead and reach out to your old teachers, your old professors, and tell them how much you appreciate them. I'm going to go on. I'm setting myself a goal this week. I'm going I'm going to reach out to at least 10. Let's not go too crazy, because I don't know that I have that many teachers that I've worked with. I'm going to reach out to 5 teachers a day, every single day this week, and tell them how much I appreciate them. And I hope everyone has fun following that journey. It'll be on TikTok. So again, I hope you all have a wonderful week. I love you very much. You are important. You matter. You make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. I love you very much. And I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak Fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.